You have the floor.
Thank you, President. Mr. President, congratulations to you on your election as President of the 7th Annual Conference of the High Contracting Parties to amended Protocol 2 of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, CCW. You have my delegation's full support and cooperation. We appreciate the work done by the CCW Implementation Support Unit for the substantive and administrative preparations for this conference. Our appreciation also goes to the coordinators, the coordinator and the co-coordinator on improvised explosive devices, IEDs, for their efforts to provide useful insights on the subject. President, Pakistan has remained committed to the full implementation and universalization of the amended Protocol 2 since 1999, when we became party to AP2. Pakistan believes that achieving universalization of AP2 would help minimize human suffering resulting from the indiscriminate use of mines, booby traps and other devices. Thus, universalization should remain a priority. But the protocol's strength lies in the balance it has maintained between humanitarian concerns and legitimate security needs of the states. This aspect of the protocol needs to be preserved and strengthened. Mr. President, Pakistan is fully compliant with the provisions of AP2. There are no uncleared mines on Pakistan's territory, and our armed forces continue to fully incorporate at all levels the requirements mandated by the technical annex of amended Protocol 2. We have regularly submitted our national reports, including the one for the current year. Pakistan is one of the largest troop contributors to the UN peacekeeping operations. In the spirit of cooperation and assistance, we have been successfully undertaking demining operations in various parts of the world, including Kuwait, Cambodia, Angola, Sudan, and Liberia, as part of UN peacekeeping operations. We remain committed to providing assistance within our national capacity to further advance global humanitarian demining efforts. President, we note with interest the developments of new technologies that have the potential to protect civilians against indiscriminate and lethal effects of mines. Enhanced cooperation and international assistance on the transfer of such technologies to developing countries, with a focus on developing their long-term and self-sustained capabilities, is essential. The transfer and sharing of technology and experience within the framework of this protocol is an important step towards achieving our common objectives and goals. On IEDs, Mr. President, I would like to reaffirm that the issue of IEDs is not limited to any specific country or region. It is a global phenomenon involving a complicated string of factors and elements. IEDs are of great concern to Pakistan, as these have been used against civilian and military targets by terrorists in Pakistan, causing a large number of casualties due to their indiscriminate and lethal effects. We have, through concerted law enforcement actions, especially since the launch of Operation Zarbi Azab, reversed the use of IEDs by terrorists. Pakistan has taken major steps and measures to counter the threat and impact of IEDs. Important steps include establishment of a national counter-IED forum, the formulation of the national counter-IED strategy, and a national counter-IED implementation plan. Pakistan has established a counter-IED organization, CEDAW, for proactive CID response, a counter-IED explosive ammunition school, CHEMS, has been established, which provides state-of-the-art counter-IED training. We offer opportunities for training to our international partners. Training has been provided to over 2,600 personnel up to now, including those from 8 other countries. Pakistan has successfully implemented stringent regulatory measures to counter precursor materials usable in IEDs, along with the tightening of its border controls. Despite limited resources, our law enforcement agencies have significantly improved their capacity and capability in detecting and neutralizing IEDs. Mr. President, we have taken note of the adoption by the first committee of the United Nations General Assembly of a resolution titled Countering the Threat Posed by Improvised Explosive Devices. The resolution urges states to implement all necessary national measures to exercise vigilance on the production, sale, supply, purchase, transfer, and storage of precursor components and materials that could be used to make IEDs. We welcome the resolution's encouragement to all states to participate in the ongoing work on IEDs under AP2. Pakistan supported this resolution in the UNGA First Committee by recalling its strong belief that the substantive multilateral work on IEDs belongs to the CCW and AP2. This forum has the right expertise and technical focus to deal with the issue in the most effective manner. We therefore reiterate that further work on IEDs should continue to be undertaken at the CCW and AP2 fora. I thank you, Mr. President.